1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we are joined by Father James McWhorter from Belmar Academy in Glendale about the most recent episode here. This Father Shanley, or he's not even a priest anymore, this Shanley guy arrested in San Diego for the rape of a child. When is this, Father McWhorter, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
When is this going to end? This has become, it's sadistic, it's twisted, it's almost as if the church itself is coming apart.
I think you've got to, I think the sexual abuse by priests is terrible, but I think we need now to move on. The latest news about Father Shanley is tragic, but I think it's getting out of hand. We've got to move on and talk about a greater evil. And the greater evil that's being done now, I believe, is the purposeful damage that's being done to the Mother Church. You know, ever since 9/11, the people...
You're talking about the Catholic Church?
Yes, I'm talking of the Catholic Church and how people are now delighting in attacking the Church. It's one thing to talk about priests molesting children, but there's a greater evil being done now. And the greater evil that's being done is the attack upon the Mother Church herself. Ever since 9/11, the people have turned back to the Lord, and now the press, and this is your industry as well, has decided to become jealous of people finding their God again.
I'm sorry, Father, would you say jealous of what?
The press is becoming jealous of people finding their God again. And they're publicizing all of this molestation. And I hold the press, and I hold the media personally responsible, Phil. You're a member of the press.
You're holding the media responsible for what? For attack?
You don't attack the Mother Church. You don't attack the princes of the church, the Cardinal College. The Holy Church in Rome that has been an institution in the lives of people, the Catholic Church, is a powerful, powerful institution. If you attack the church, you're going to be very, very, very seriously mistaken about that. Hollywood is often under the church with great films about the church, the money that the church has given, and all of a sudden for people to attack the church is like attacking God. Phil, this is a difficult thing for me to say. But when you accuse a priest of raping you, you accuse God of raping you. You accuse...
Whoa, wait a second. Now, you...
Phil, I've been listening to you, I've been listening to members of the media, I've listened to people calling in the talk shows, and I've got to tell you, I'm tired and I'm sick of it. Listening to all of the attacks on the Holy Roman Church in Rome, never since Martin Luther has anyone had balls big enough to take on the Mother Church. And do you know what happened to Martin Luther?
Father... The people...
Do you know what happened to Martin Luther? That he's burning in hell for what he did. The Protestant Reformation, he's the man with arrogance and violence who nailed his protestations to the church door. And before you informed listeners, I'm talking about Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. And all of the people that...
All right, you said something that I think needs to be addressed right now.
What was that?
What you said was, if you accuse a priest of raping you, you accuse God of raping you.
That is exactly right, because what are you in the press doing? You're fondling God himself. You're molesting the church.
Wait. This is a legitimate criticism of priests. Who's attacking the church?
I'm listening to members of the media such as this, Bonazon and CNN, Aaron Brown's, all of the Martin Luther's of today, the Fox News Channel. They're all poisoning God. You and your Connie Chung friends molesting the Mother Church herself.
Wait a minute. Children were assaulted by priests.
Phil, raping a child is one thing. But now you're trying to rape the church herself. You have to be honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with all of the people who are listening to your program and listen to the... And honest with the people who read the paper. You're guilty of fondling God himself.
I think this is a classic piece of...
Allow me to finish, please.
No, this is a classic piece of misinformation. I'm fondling God?
When you attack the church, you are, yes. Absolutely. I'd like to ask you when the last time you say that you're Catholic.
I'm not a practicing Catholic.
So when was the last time you went to confession or reconciliation or looked into your own soul? But all we know how to do now is attack these priests. Well, I'm telling you, you can attack the priest if you want. But you may not, you cannot, and you will not attack the Holy Church and the Mother Church in Rome. There's no difference between fondling a child and putting your hands down into the pants of the church for you and Connie Chung to get your kicks and your ratings. Because molesting a child is one thing. It's a bad thing. But an attack on the church herself is an attack on God. You touch a child, the child forgets in a couple of weeks. They go on, they play baseball, they play with their Hot Wheels or the Tonka toys. But God won't forget those who fondled him. And on your dying day, when you come face to face with the Lord himself, he'll remember you and all the members of the press that dared to fondle the genitals of God. You, the priests, fondled the boys, yes, but you and your friends in the press have fondled God.
All right, you are using this fondling God thing.
I think it needs to be said. I think all of what I've said needs to be said. That the church itself has come under an egregious attack, and we're demanding that there be a moratorium in the press. That there not be any more reporting of these allegations about priests. Stop reporting this. If you don't, your everlasting souls are in jeopardy. I looked at the headline today and...
You can't, I don't think you can say my soul is in jeopardy for being a reporter, okay?
I looked at the headline today. Priests arrested on child rape charges. Do you know what they'll do for the fundraising in our various churches? The new men's club we're building, the Knights of Columbus. I think you're doing a very, very grave disservice. It's got to stop. This attack on
Father.
This attack on the Mother Church has got to stop.
You've said a couple of very explosive things here, Father.
I mean to say explosive things. I've got to be heard.
That I'm fondling God because of what I'm doing here.
Because of what you're doing in the press, all of the people reporting on the Mother Church, you're doing nothing more than molesting the good Lord himself.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out.
Yes. Please do.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You mentioned we're talking with Father James McWhorter, who basically says the attack on the church has got to stop. Do we have to stop arresting priests?
You can do whatever you want with the priests, but I don't want to see it in the newspaper anymore. I don't want to see it reported on the radios anymore. I don't want to see it in the TV anymore.
So you're saying go ahead and arrest all the priests, don't talk about it.
I'm not even saying don't talk about it. I don't want to see this in the press any longer. I am telling you that this attack on the Mother Church and this attack on the Holy Roman Church and the College of Cardinals has got to stop.
All right, now you mentioned the association with Hollywood.
That is correct.
And what does that mean?
That the fact that Hollywood has used the church for a great many vehicles to uplift people down through the years, a great many films that have made people smile down through the years. You can remember a wonderful film called The Bells of St. Mary's, Pat O'Brien in Boys Town, Two Mules for Sister Sarah, and of course, the single greatest tool that the Catholic Church has ever used to recruit priests, and that was the film The Exorcist, which was a wonderfully noble film about two Roman Catholic priests saving the child, the soul of a child. And I don't see this reported anywhere, that two priests saved the soul of a child in the movie The Exorcist, where the priest gave his life at the very end of that film to save the soul of the child. I don't see that reported at all.
That was a movie. That was fiction.
And yet it was a great film that showed the strength and showed the nurturing spirit of the priesthood. And all I see reported now are priests molesting. I don't want to see...
So I just want to be clear. Go ahead and keep arresting priests for molesting. Don't have it in the press.
I don't want to hear any more talk about this at all. I think it is an abomination what has happened to the face of Rome. I think it's an abomination that is what has happened to the good service, the good name of the Catholic Church. And I don't want to see any more reporting of this, any more discussion of this. And I certainly don't want to hear priests, who are the princes of the church, referred to in such scurrilous manner as I've heard on your program and other programs. If you're going to speak of molestation, you leave the Catholic Church out of it.
Father...
You leave the Catholic Church out of it. Now, you're a Catholic.
I'm not a practicing Catholic.
You were baptized a Catholic.
Yes, I was.
Then you start to behave like a man of the church. And defend the church and the faith that anointed you and gave you faith early on in your life when you were a child.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Put the father on hold if you wouldn't mind. Father James McWhorter, who says priests may be molesting kids, go ahead and arrest him, but he doesn't want to hear any more about it in the newspapers, doesn't want to see any more about it on the TV, doesn't want to hear any more about it on the radio. And if you, it's a terrible thing to molest a child, but it's an even worse thing to be, quote, molesting God himself, which is what he says is happening to the Catholic Church. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What are the things that they did to the church?
All right, Father James McCorder is with us. 1-800-449-8686. Father, a Catholic priest, a man who used to be a Catholic priest.
That's another thing. He used to be a Catholic priest. They keep saying he's a Catholic priest. He's not a Catholic priest. This man who was arrested was for raping a child. Is that correct?
The guy in San Diego, yeah.
All right, you keep talking about the Catholic Church being responsible for this. The Catholic Church has been assaulted. The Mother Church in Rome. I will not have this. I'm a priest of God. I've given my life to the cloth. I've given myself to Jesus, and I'm not going to sit by and hear the Catholic Church and the Pope in Rome assaulted this way. Now, I mentioned to you the Hollywood films and the cultural aspects of the Catholic Church that have been so positive. Some wonderful movies have been made. Lilies of the Field. The Bells of St. Mary's.
I know these movies.
All right, I had called up Blockbuster and Hollywood Video to find out about the rentals on these films. Since the Catholic priest molestation, a controversy has started. Lilies of the Field, starring the great Sidney Poitier, rentals are down 120%. Bells of St. Mary's, rentals down 26%. International gross on The Exorcist, off by 35%. One of the greatest single recruitment tools the Catholic Church has. And the Singing Nun, CD sales down.
All right, the Singing Nun. I mean,
The poor woman was driven to take her own life. The Flying Nun pulled from syndication on Naked Night. Put all of these things together and you have a horrible, horrible travesty and misservice to the church, which has been and done so much good for so many people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Diane. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Father, and I have a question for
Diane. Can I ask a favor of you? Diane, I need to ask you to get off that cell, that speakerphone, whatever you're on. Are you on a speaker?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, I'm off of it now. Is that better?
Is the caller there? This is Father McWhorter.
Yes, Father. I have a question for you.
Certainly.
Okay, you're saying that the media is just like the priest in raping the children because of the reporting that they're doing?
The media is fondling God.
Okay. How can you compare the media to fondling God when the act of sin was committed by a priest?
I don't deny that.
And the scripture itself, it speaks of the act of sin.
I'm Catholic. We don't go to the Bible for every single solitary thing. We go to the
Well, what do you use as your guide then?
We go to the liturgy of the faith, the liturgy of our faith in Jesus and the Pope as the spiritual head of the
church. Okay, but you still believe in sin, right?
And we certainly do believe in sin, but we also believe in common
sense.
Okay,
so you don't think that the molestation of the church of the children is a sin?
I certainly do believe it's a sin, but I don't think it should be reported in the media.
Okay, so a sin means that then a person has to account to the authority.
Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
I don't have to go by The Exorcist. I have a brother who is living with the horrors of what a priest did to him.
No, I'm talking to The Exorcist. They drove the devil out of a young girl.
Okay, I understand that. All right, but we're talking about the problem with the sins that the priests have committed.
Larry King may as well wrap his suspenders around the neck of Mother Mary herself with all of his talk.
Father, I think you're talking mindless rhetoric unless you address the issue,
This is Phil Hendry. I got to jump in. Father, she asked you, are the priests committing a sin?
Yes, they are.
All right, then you acknowledge that.
Yes, I said that at the outset of your program. But what I'm saying is I don't want
it's
to...
Not it's not a sin punishable?
Wait a minute, Diane. I'm asking the questions here, okay? Now, you said it's a sin, right?
Yes, I did.
Then what's your problem?
I don't want to hear it reported on the news.
Do you think the guy ought to go to jail?
I guess. I don't know.
You guess?
I don't know. It's up to the jury. It's up to the judge. I don't want to hear it on your program anymore. And I don't want to hear Larry King with all of his blarney and his bullcrap wrapping his suspenders around the throat of the neck of the Virgin Mary and cutting the wind off from the very Mother of God with his Jewish bullcrap.
Wait a second. What do you mean Jewish bullcrap?
Oh, you know Larry King's a Jew from way back. And all he's trying to do is drive a wedge between Mother Church and her followers.
Okay, can I address the father?
Is this Diane?
Okay, father.
Go ahead, Diane.
You're speaking of the Jews now. Now you're going off on the Jews.
Do you not believe that Jesus
was of the Jewish heritage himself?
I don't know. I didn't get his bloodline. I didn't do his.
Okay, so you don't believe he's of the Jewish
heritage.
All right,
Diane, we got to move on. Have you got a comment? No? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Donna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi. First of all, I have a hard time believing that this priest is a father in the Catholic Church.
Well, you believe it, you want, Donna. But the fact of the matter is, I work at Belmar Academy, Glendale, California, the Diocese of Los Angeles. And
well,
I have worked with a great many priests, and a great many of them are sinners. And I've worked with a great many people who've been sinners, too. And I am saying right now,
Mr. Henry and Connie Chung,
shut their mouths about the church. And Connie Chung,
I think you're probably one of the rudest priests I've ever heard. You say bad words and everything.
Do you know a lot of priests?
Let me ask you a question. How can you say that children will forget in a day or two if a priest fondles them? And God won't forget. God never forgets what adults do to children.
God will not forget the fondling that he's taking at the hands of the Phil Hendry Show. And he's not going to forget the fondling
that he takes at the hands of the Larry King.
Wait a minute. You accuse me of fondling God. I wish you'd use some other term.
You're putting your hands down the slacks, the holy slacks, and running your hands
around.
Please,
you're demeaning God by even saying that he wears slacks. God is so much
above
that.
You're going to be putting the whole church reprehensible
for allowing these priests to continue. What happened to excommunication? The Catholic Church
Mr. Henry, I'd like the record to show if those priests had been stealing money,
they would have defrocked them.
Mr. Henry, I'd like the record to show that the woman thinks it's a sin to think that God wears slacks. This is the kind of mentality that you've got. And why should we be talking on a national broadcast about an issue so very near and dear to me?
Well, you're the one that's on the phone.
I'm on the phone saying don't talk about it any longer.
You want to bury it, just like the Catholic Church has done for thousands
of years. Are you Catholic?
I am not.
No, of course not. You like to just bury the Catholic Church.
I've got a lot of good friends that are Catholic.
Sure you do, just like you've got a lot of black friends.
And you know what?
You know, Donna, you and your Lutheran bullcrap. And
I'm
all
not
of
Lutheran
your,
either.
You're Baptist.
No.
Are you a Protestant?
I'm not going to tell you.
You're not even a Christian. So what I would say, Phil, is Donna is obviously she's not Catholic. She's from Arkansas. We didn't get down that far. We'd rather go to Africa with our missionaries than down in the middle of the...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Charles, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how you doing? Is the priest on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a couple of questions.
We don't take questions. We don't take any questions. You got a comment?
Yeah. First off, I think this guy is really demeaning the Catholic religion.
686, Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening, and my point is the real travesty is in the Catholic Church defending itself.
I'd like to know if these people are Catholic that are calling in.
I don't think that they are. Are you Catholic, Charlie?
No, I'm a non-denominational.
These are all people who like to attack the Mother Church.
Phil, is it possible that I could speak without the priest?
Okay, you can speak, but you're going to have to make points. We got a lot of people running on and on here, and they're not making any points. And we don't allow speeches on the show either, like the Father's been giving, okay?
I'm not giving a speech. I'm making a point.
Especially that crack about the flying nun was pulled from Nick at Night.
Right.
Well, she was. And I find it to be demeaning. Go ahead, Charlie. Say what you want to say.
Well, if you could be quiet.
Thank you a lot.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're on with Father James McWhorter, who believes that the media is fondling God by reporting on these molestation cases. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Henry.
Fondling God. You must enjoy fondling God and putting your hands down the slacks of God. And
I'm not putting my hands down the slacks of God. What is it you keep saying? Why do you keep saying that?
Because you are out there on your radio program saying the things you're saying. And I can tell you, Phil, with all due respect to you and what you do for a living, I'd rather be a priest fondling a child than doing that crap can radio show that you do each and every day.
Well, you know something? It didn't keep you from coming on it, did it? And what's that comment? Nobody has had balls as big as Martin Luther's until we came along?
Martin Luther was the one. And the point that I was trying to make about him, he came along and nailed all of his bullcrap to the door in that church. And again, to the idiots that listen to your program, it was Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. Jesus. Now, I have...
But just don't assume the intelligence. All right, so we've got big balls, too?
The press has got big balls because you're taking on the church. Do you realize what you're doing, Phil? Do you realize what you're doing? You're taking on the Roman Catholic Church, the most powerful entity the world has ever seen as a religion. The most powerful religious entity, more powerful than the Baptists, more powerful than all of the Muslims put together and the Buddhists. The Catholic Church has money to burn. We've got it coming out of our asshole. And I can tell you with all due respect that...
Boy, oh boy. Have you been drinking?
I? Phil, I'd like to know something from you.
What?
Is one story about a molested child worth an eternity in hell? Is it worth it for you to report on a child being molested just so you can cook in hell for eternity? I don't think so.
Well, I don't agree with your supposition. I don't agree that because I'm reporting on the mother church molesting kids that I'm fondling God. And I don't believe that it's a sin for me to report it, to be reporting on this stuff.
I'm going to tell God you should burn. You know
what? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get on my knees tonight and say, God, Phil should burn.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah, that's right. I can do that because I'm a priest. Phil, you look at all it.
You can't get on your knees and ask God for me to burn.
Yes, I can. I'm closer to God than you. I'm a priest. I went to the seminary. What's the matter with you? There wouldn't have been a Rudy if it weren't for the Mother Church. There wouldn't have been an Elvis, the change of habit, had it not been for the church. And there wouldn't have been the singing done, Dominica Nicodique, had it not been for the church. The rentals of Rudy are down 47%.
I can't believe that to prepare for a debate with me on the merits of the Catholic Church in the face of its greatest scandal ever, that you would call up Blockbuster Video to find out about the rentals on The Singing Nun.
Down 47%?
Yeah, down 47%.
You call this the worst scandal in the history of the church?
Yes. Yes, I do. The worst scandal in the history of the church.
You don't think there are worse ones?
No, I don't think there is anything worse than what's going on right now in the church. Even at the height of the Dark Ages, even at the height of the Spanish Inquisition, when they were pulling the fingernails out of heretics, I don't think it could possibly be worse than what has happened now. Trusted priests doing this to children.
Well, you might be right.
So you are drunk, aren't you?
They have ruined just before I came on. You don't think there's a worse scandal in the Catholic Church?
You're drunk, aren't you?
Wouldn't you get drunk if you're going to come on your program and be asked these questions?
I suppose I would, Father.
So you don't think that other religions haven't done things to the Catholics? Do you know about the Presbyterian who urinated on the grave of Mother Teresa?
No, I don't know about the Presbyterian who urinated on the grave of Mother Teresa.
That's a great joke. I got to remember the punchline.
Okay, look. I think you need to go get a hot cup of coffee in you, okay? Now I understand what's wrong with you.
Do you know what this will do for fundraising in the various parishes? The new men's club we're building for the Knights of Columbus and the CYO. You might as well go to the grave of Mother Teresa and relieve yourself on it yourself, Phil, for all the good you're doing in the Catholic Church. Like the Presbyterian who pissed all over the grave of Mother Teresa.
What's it tonight, Father? Kessler's?
Johnny Walker.
Yeah, Johnny Walker, huh?
I had a little pop of scotch before I got on the air, and about six during the broadcast.
Yeah, okay.
The Singing Nun. Oh, what a piece of ass.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Father James McWhorter. The singing nun, what a piece of ass. How dare you book him on this show, Janice and Garrow? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, the voice of Father James McWhorter was actually me. I was performing the voice of Father James McWhorter, and that was also me, of course, interviewing him. And those people that called in there last half hour, well, they really thought he was a real priest, and why not? What's different about him than any other priest? Well, I'm sure that there are many things that are different. You know, there are some good priests. I know it's a sick and twisted thing that we're going through right now. If you're Catholic or not, just look at what's going on. It's just this sick and twisted. Looks like the whole world's falling apart, doesn't it? At times. But Janice and I were talking about this. It depends upon your age, I suddenly realize. Because I was saying to her, boy, the world looks like it's just coming apart. The crap in the Middle East, priests of all people, raping children. Good God, is there anything more evil? And all the stuff in between, right? And then I said, but you know, it's funny, when I was in high school, there was the Vietnam War, there were riots, cities were burning, there, you know, the student camp, the campuses were in upheaval, kids had taken over the campuses, you know, there were student strikes everywhere, and it was fun. You know, when I was 16, 17, it was fun. And I can imagine being 49 back then, like my parents were, they must have been crapping in their pants over what was happening. And in fact, I know they were. They just thought the whole thing was going down the toilet. I think it's what happens when you get older. You get more serious about everything, and you start thinking everything's going right down the crapper. And if you're 16 or 17, the world is your oyster, baby. It's just the beginning. And you know what? They're smarter than we are. Because they're right. It is. Nothing's going to change, man. The world will keep going. You know, we'll try to get better. The human race will evolve. Things will get better. We'll get through it. It may take a couple of wars to do it, but, you know, we'll get through it. Some of us will. There won't be any big explosion. The world's not going to come to an end in the next 5 years or 10 years. We're not getting out that easy. It isn't going to be that easy for us to get out of this. We're going to have to solve these problems. That's our destiny. So anyway, why was I saying all this crap? Oh, yeah. We had a priest tell the kids, we went to, our eldest son got confirmed in the Catholic Church. And the bishop up at Santa Barbara, I want to give kudos to this guy. That guy's name is Bishop Curry. And he is an honest guy, and I think he's a very good guy. He was telling the kids, he said, you know what? Because I think it's cool that a kid has some kind of faith, and then when they're 18 or whatever, they can do whatever the hell they want with their lives. I mean, but you got to give a kid some kind of direction. And this bishop said to them, you know what? Don't give up on your faith. Even though the leaders of the church are evil, the leadership is evil and sinful. I mean, the guy came right out and said it to these kids that are being confirmed. And my hat's off to the guy. I mean, the hat that I wear, the hat that bishops wear, is those pointed cardboard hats. He takes his hat off. But you know what I'm saying. So he was pretty solid. And also the priest over there, the Monsignor, he was Monsignor Bill. They have I guess they were doing a meeting on Monday night. They're going to get everybody together, and they were all going to sit down and find out what the hell we can do about this whole thing. You know, what's your input? What's your opinion? So, you know, it was kind of nice to see these two guys acknowledge it, and they were acknowledging it to a bunch of kids that were 15, 16, 17 years old and saying, you know what, this sucks, and what's going on is really evil, and the leadership is evil, but you got to press on. And a tear came to my eye, and I walked out and fell into the arms of my wife, and it was great. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Catherine, hello.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing great. I got a question for you.
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
So when you mention after every little bit that you do that, you know, you're the one playing the voice of whoever it is on the phone.
Yes.
If you do it every time, I mean, surely eventually most of your audience is going to catch on, right? So well, eventually I've been you're going to get the bottom of the barrel, the absolute morons calling the show.
No, I've been asked that before, and it never really happens. We never run out of calls.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we never run out of calls. And I think the reason for that is because there are people tuning in and tuning out all the time, new people listening and all the time. And even when I say I'm the guy that did the voice, there's somebody tuning in right after I said I'm the guy that did the voice or might not have been listening as carefully. People use the radio very casually. They just sort of turn it up when they hear. Haven't you ever been riding down the road and you go, oh, I love this song, and you reach over and you turn it up?
Right.
And everything else that came before that was just sort of noise.
Drivel.
Kind of just kind of in one ear and out the other. And I think that's the nature of talk radio is the same way. People will listen and go, oh, wait a second. I heard something that really pisses me off. And they reach over and they turn it up. And then they reach for the phone and they call. And I think that we've been talking about our show and how we do our show for years. And we don't run out of calls. It depends on what you're talking about. It doesn't matter whether I say it a million times a show that I did the voice of that priest, if it's an explosive enough or interesting enough or emotional enough issue, people will call.
Right.
But
which means I guess you have a big listening body because, you know.
Well, we just know how to use cume. There's a thing in radio called cume. Have you ever heard that term, cume?
Probably, but
well, cume means the people that tune in and tune out over any given time of the day, and then quarter hour are the number of people that actually sit and listen.
Okay.
And we use our cume probably better than most radio shows. We know there are people popping in and popping out, so we grab that cume maybe better than a lot of people because we hook them and use them for our purposes, which
and
is
make
the,
them listen through the advertisement section.
Well, what we do is we use that cume, that's the callers, a lot of them are callers, to entertain our quarter hour, which is people like you, the listeners.
The callers are sometimes more entertaining than the quote guests that you have on because they're just so stupid and they don't get it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and it depends. You know, it's hard to get humor out of this Catholic Church thing, but by the same token, there are aspects of it like we did a bit earlier where we're talking to Bobby Dooley and her husband about
right. I heard that.
Yeah, you know, about how they're into the press coverage. That's what's going on right now. There are these people out there who want to get their faces in front of a camera and talk about how, you know, what they're going to do about it. They almost become addicted to the issue. They don't really want to solve the problem. They want the problem to perpetuate so they can have their kissers on TV and sell their book.
Right.
Dig?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
Hey, how do you spell
up here at Yale?
How do you spell your name?
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Oh, okay. I thought my daughter is K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. That's the kind of old.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing an old man asks a young woman. I said, how do you spell your... my daughter spells it. Anyway.
Well, how old do you think I am, Phil?
Early 20s.
Hey, you're good.
How old
21.
Are you? And you go to Yale?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a senior.
Wow.
I'm doing a final project and I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, but Yale... Do you know what? That's fantastic that you got into Yale.
I tell you what, when they hand me that diploma on May 27th, I'm not going to be able to believe I did it.
Send us a picture so we can put it on the website in your cap and gown, in your mortarboard or whatever the hell it's called.
And I got a seeing eye dog, and she's going to wear a cap.
Are you legally blind?
I'm totally blind, actually.
Are you really?
Yep.
And what are you getting your degree in?
Linguistics, and then I'm heading on to work with people who have brain injuries next year at grad school.
Wow, that is so solid that you got a degree out of Yale. Did you get a scholarship?
I got scholarships from some private sources, but Yale is like really ridiculously chintzy with their financial aid.
Really?
Yep.
We're hoping to get our kids on scholarships someplace. I don't know where. You know, like
Coast
Guard Academy. I don't know where.
You should get one of those scholarship books that tells you all the scholarships you can apply, have your kids apply for.
I'm poor. I can't afford any of it.
Come on, Phil. You're
I
not
can't
poor.
Afford
you
any of this crap.
National talk radio.
I make $46,000 a year. Now, $46,000 a year, divide that into four kids. I couldn't get them a sucker over here at Good Humor.
Well, there's
you talk about your your sex problems. I couldn't get them to wrap their lips around a anyway. Okay, listen, Catherine, good luck.
Thanks, man.
Thanks
Enjoy
a lot.
Your show.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
$46,000 a year. That ain't going to put a kid through seeing eye dog school. I couldn't get my kids into seeing eye dog school. Yale, though, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? Yale is where it's at, isn't it? You get a degree from Yale. What's the big thing, an MBA from Harvard and what, a law degree from Yale? Isn't that the... You get your law degree from Yale, your MBA from Harvard. I have no college education. Not that that comes to any great shock to anybody listening to me, but I don't have a four-year degree. Did you go to college, Craig? 2 years? Chris, did you get a college degree? Oh, you did not? Janice, did you get your college degree? No. All four of us, we did like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, bomb, gone. Do you realize we didn't have this business? We would be out freaking pushing pencils on a street corner someplace. All right, here is Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Rick?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
First time I've called your show.
Thank you.
I don't want to beat up the precinct too much, but I just wanted to make a comment on it. I heard the last caller that was supposedly a priest. I don't know if he really was.
The last what?
The caller that was a priest?
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Okay,
right.
See, I only caught the last part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Here is Ron. Ron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Phil, hey.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, great show. I got a degree, but it wasn't from Yale.
Where's it from?
Should I tell you? New Mexico State, buddy.
Hey, man, it's better than... I got 1 year at Pasadena City College, and then they threw me out. New Mexico State.
Yeah, the Fighting Aggies.
Now, what did you got? What'd you take there?
Business.
Solid, yeah. Man. Are you from New Mexico?
No.
My wife's family's from Albuquerque.
Okay.
Anyway, what is this? This is turning into Old Home Week. Okay, so what did you want to say?
Well, just a quick question. You were talking, that caller before, the smart one from Yale, asked about, you know, like who's calling your show. Have you ever wondered if the people that are calling are kind of playing along to the skit as well?
No, they're not.
Not at all? Not a chance?
No, not a chance. If they're one or two gets through, then more power to them, but...
Well, with my college degree, I thought of doing that one time.
I got to tell you something. The way we screened this call, we're extremely rude. Seriously, we are extremely rude with the way we screen this show. We beat the crap out of people that call in. And if they're real callers, they literally want to hang up on us. And we then realize that they're real and we keep them on the line. And there's a lot of little tricks that we use. There's ways of knowing when somebody is putting you on. And with all due respect, callers to talk shows, with an exception with you, Ron, they're not all that smart. They think they got a way of getting around you. But one mistake that most shows make when they screen their phones is they're too polite. You don't have to be polite. You can tell them to go screw off. You can tell them to drop dead. I don't have to be polite. I'm polite to my listeners, to the callers. They call this show, and they've just put their foot into a meat grinder, and if they survive, then maybe we'll put them on the air. But 9 times out of 10, we hang the phone up on them. To be honest with you, we're polite as long as they're polite, but most of the time, most of these people break down, and they turn into complete and utter slobs, and so we give it right back to them. But no, we got one of the greatest screeners in the history of the world in Chris Pelton, and before him, we had Mike Schaefer, and there's always me. No, give it up. And Bing Weiland was also a brute. He was brutality on wheels. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.